What's up, everybody? This is Rise to the Mission podcast, where you're encouraged, motivated, and challenged in the Word of God, and also in life. This is a good podcast to listen to when you're waking up, when you're working out, or before you go to bed. Without further ado, hope y'all enjoy this podcast, and if you do, check out my mom's ministry page at amberbrownministries.com, and let's get straight into it.
Bless you, Rise to the Mission family. I hope you have had a great day. If you're listening to this and it's evening time, and for those that are just coming on and you just woke up and you're getting ready for your day, I pray that this encourages you. I pray that it blesses you. And I'm just thankful. You know, who listening to this is just thankful? Have you woken up and said, thank you, God, for another day. Thank you, Lord, for shelter. Thank you for transportation. Thank you for health. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the ministry you've given me. There's so many things to be thankful for. And so that actually is a form of prayer too. When you're just thanking God, you're speaking to him, you are communicating with him. And so that's what today is all about. Today is just reminding you. He's using me to remind you, to tell you that on today that you must pray. There is so much power in prayer. And so this is just a reminder that, hey, remember the importance of it. Remember when you first came to the Lord and all you did was just thank him, and all you did was pray, and all you did was read your word. But things have gotten in the way. You've become distracted. And so right now he is going to use me to help you get back to where you need to be in him. Amen. And so I'm thankful today for that. So before we get started, I just want to go ahead and go into prayer, because that is really how we get our power. The more we pray, the more power that we have. Why? Because we are not our own, and we gain through Jesus Christ, right? And so right now, God, we just come before your throne of grace, Father, and we thank you, Lord, for another day. Lord, we just ask you, Father, to forgive us for all of our sins, Father God, and we just thank you, Lord, that we are turning from the worldly ways, and we are striving to get close to you. And so right now, Father, give me a word for your people. Encourage them, Father God. Allow your spirit to just show them exactly where they need to be. Allow your spirit to comfort them, Father God. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak peace over them right now. Father, we just know that you are a God of peace. You're a God of comfort. You're a God of joy. And our strength is in you. The word says the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so because we have joy in you, because we know what we have in you, Father God, Lord, we are going to strengthen ourselves, and we are going to be able to have communication with you and trust you and know that even though it's not happening right now, even though you cannot see it right now, that we are going to be strong in you. We're going to stand on a solid foundation, knowing that whatever we ask for in prayer, that we can receive it as long as we believe it. In Jesus' name, amen. On today, I just want you to say, I want you to remind even yourself and say, there is power in prayer. Yeah, say it again. Say, there's power in prayer. Like, why have I not been praying, right? I know some of you have been like, oh, yeah, you know, I pray in the morning, or I pray before I go to sleep, or I say my prayer, you know, right before I eat. But really, prayer is a very intimate time with God, and it's a time where you can really go to him, and it's one of our weapons that we use against the enemy as a Christian. Throughout our lives and learning, we learn the value of God's word, we learn the value of prayer and believing that Christ really is our healer, and his number one priority is that we know love so that true healing can take place. And that is how a lot of our healing takes place, is by loving him so much that we act like he's like a friend that's just right here near us, and we just talk to him, right? It's the person that you can go to in the midnight hour when no one's around, or it's the person that, you know, you go to the bathroom, you take the shower, and you're just really hurting, and, you know, but you could just have a conversation. It's like you feel like nobody is there when really he is there, and he's someone you can talk to and you can vent to and you can have a conversation with, and he'll talk back to you in a way that just really resonates with your spirit, and it touches your heart. And sometimes it's not always just a sound that you hear or something like that. It's just something in your spirit, and it's like you can hear it in your mind. And so we must always remember that there's different types of praying, there's different types of communication with God, and it's not just the prayers that we pray to God for ourselves and loving and believing Him, but it is the love of holding someone else up and praying on their behalf and making it, you know, about them and not just about us and about our wants and our needs. So you can really seek God and pray at any moment of any day and be able to stand in the gap for someone else, or even pray just for what God has for you to come to you, right? And it's not just praying about getting stuff, but it's also praying and thanking God for who He is in our life. When Ephesians 6, it talks about, you know, in the same way, prayer is essential in this ongoing warfare that we have. And it tells us to pray in the Spirit on all occasions, right? With all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for the Lord's people. Always be alert. We must pray hard, and we must pray to the extent of really truly meaning it within our heart and within our mind, right? And now sometimes people are thinking a lot of things and then speaking something, but really what we think must be in line with what we say. It can't be, your mind can't be all over the place, and then you're trying to pray something. You need to kind of take a moment, just calm down, right? Because a lot of people have anxiety, a lot of people go through depression, and that's one of the biggest things right now is keeping the people from praying is depression. Depression wants to keep you silent and wants to keep you in bed, not being away from people. It wants to keep you inside and not be outside. It's a pressure. It's something that tries to push you down. It tries to keep you from your normal daily activities. And anyone that has dealt with depression, or that knows someone who has lived with depression, then you know what I'm talking about. You know, though, those times where you just really in your heart, you want to pray, but you just can't. And it feels like there's something keeping you away from that. And those really are the moments that you need to pray for, or pray the most. And those times when the enemy is really trying to hold you and keep you back are the moments that you must force yourself to pray. Amen. And so praying really keeps your spirit up so that no one can fall, especially for your brothers and sisters, helping them when they're down, and just praying them, just touching them. You know, I remember some women of God at the church, you know, I was having a rough moment, and they said, you know what, we're going to pray. And they, you know, touched me. They laid hands on me, and I just allowed God to just comfort me in that moment, and I received their words, and it made me feel better. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm thankful for the prayers of the righteous. Why? Because they availeth much. It's very important that we, the people of God, get back to prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. We need more prayer. Amen. I want to encourage you too, though, because some people, they don't pray because they think there's a certain way they have to pray, or God's not going to listen if it doesn't sound good. No, God is He's our best friend, you know, that's sitting there listening to us. He is your homeboy, you know, He is your best girlfriend. He is just amazing. I really, truly find myself on so many occasions just talking it out with God. And that's why I called this, you know, that talking it out with God, because that's exactly what we're doing, right? And I just really feel like it's so important to remind you that you must talk it out with God, and like He is your bestest friend. And we so many times go to the people in the world, you know, family, friends, therapists, and I get it, and I understand it, and I'm all for it, because we need those people, and God puts those people in our lives. But let me remind you on today that God is really here for you, that he is your source. Other things are your resources, but he is your source. So why not go to him first? Why not seek him first? Because when we seek him, we're going to find him. When we seek him, we are going to receive from him. And when we receive from him, we get all that we need from him, because he is enough. And so if we go to him first, he can guide you and direct you. He can tell you where to go and what to do as well. He can tell you, hey, you know, I got you, but you know, you can talk to your friend about it. This is the person to talk to, or this is the therapist that you need to talk to that's going to take care of you while I'm helping you through this, right? It's just, it's really important that we remember to stay focused on prayer, and how you pray and what you pray, it's vital. So when you pray, pray with a clean heart and with the right spirit. Many find themselves scared to pray because of lack of knowledge on how to pray or what to pray. But as we grow in maturity with Christ, he will give us the words to speak. The Holy Spirit will do that, and then discernment on what to speak to. It does matter, especially in certain times. And I want to share this because there's so many people that will listen to this podcast that's going to be different ages. They're going to be from different generations. And some people are going to be able to, they know scripture. They can pray scripture and it does something. It just has an effect. It changes the atmosphere, right? But that is a mature, seasoned Christian. Now, when you first come in as a babe in Christ, when you're saved and you are learning, really all you have to do is just acknowledge him and just talk to him. And then as you start reading the word, then certain things are going to come to your in your remembrance, right? You're going to be able to pray scripture that just comes out of you because you put it in you. And it's just like the word. Preachers are able to be used by God in such a way that is just amazing because of the anointing, number one, but also because we read the word, and that word gets into our soul, it gets into our spirit, it's just a part of our inner being. And so when we pray, we're able to really talk to God because we know his word. And when you know his word, I'm telling you, you are in his will. You are in the will of God. You're in the location of God, right? Because you know his word and you can speak it. You can change atmospheres. You can, he can use you to help deliver, heal, and set free. There's all kinds of things that you can do by prayer and by fasting and by knowing God's word. I'm here to just encourage you and remind you that God can do in one moment what it takes people a lifetime to complete, which is why some do not move so quick. It's like a little girl holding on to a little teddy bear, and you know, God says, "Daughter, give it to me. Promise that it'll be okay." And all while God has a bear that is twice the size of the one that she is holding behind his back, but until she gives it up, she will not get the teddy bear, right? I've seen a picture of that shared periodically on social media, and I really think that that's vital, because I think that the more that we stay silent and that we hold on to what we hold on to because we don't want to let it go, keeps us from receiving the greater that he has for us if we just open up our mouth and allow him to help us through it, right? Christ, I mean, he has a solution for every problem that we face. And so if we want answers to our problems, then we have to seek the one that's going to help us with that. So we must learn that during the hard times and those moments when you must press and push yourself deeper into prayer, even though you're hurting, even though you may not necessarily feel like it, your passion for prayer should always increase in those harder moments of life, not decrease. And so we must go to Christ, because prayer is our communication with God, and we have Jesus as our intercessor going to God the Father on our behalf, right? And so we must understand that freedom is beyond our decision today, so all we must do is make one. I want to say that again. Your freedom is beyond your decision today, right now. So what you must do is make one. Make the decision. Take care of those things, those wounds that we keep open as comfort to stay attached to things that are only cutting us deeper, right? And so prayer is going to release that. Prayer is going to be an action of faith, really. Prayer is an action of faith. And so when you don't pray, I don't think that you have faith. Because if you have faith, then you are going to pray to the Father. You're going to trust in what he says and what he does and what he's telling you to do. To heal would mean that we must let go of it or let go of them. And that is why many, I believe, do not go to church or open their mouth to pray, because they want to stay in the comfort zone of their emotions. And I think that's a big reason on what's going on today, why some people have not went back into the church after COVID, because people are going to restaurants, people going back to school, you know, we're doing this and doing that, but still people use the church as an excuse not to go to because of COVID. So I'm going to say that again. To heal would mean that we must let go of it or let go of them, and that is why many, I believe, are not going to church or opening their mouths to pray, because they want to stay in their comfort zone of their emotions. They know that if they go to church or if they pray, God is going to change them. God is going to change their ways. God is going to have them let go of some things. That sort of thing. So if any of you are out there that are listening to this and that have been intimidated to go back into the church or to pray, not because of COVID as an excuse, but really because you're stuck in things in your life that's either sin that you're uncomfortable with and that you don't want people to tell you to change, or you don't want to be held accountable by God to change, and you know that it's not right, I really encourage you to go back, be in fellowship with among the saints, among Christians. The Bible says, do not forsake the assembly of your brethren. So I want to encourage you, because you are not willing to pray, you know that if you do pray, that God is going to change some things in your life, and you're just too comfortable. You're in your comfort zone of your emotions and you don't want to change. And so that's the problem. The truth of the matter is, while staying comfortable, it is there when we lack the strength needed to break through the barrier of change and find the solution of escape. And it is only by complete surrender to Christ that we will ever fully live free and whole. And this is really a continual journey as we name the name of the Lord. I really am encouraging you to pray. The quality of God is so precious, and it's so precise that when his presence is with us, his power is glorified through us. And so seeking Christ above all things and allowing the leading of the Holy Spirit will keep you covered. It will protect you from all the things that end up holding you hostage because of lack of relationship with him and lack of his word and Spirit within us. I remember as a child getting saved and believing in Jesus, but I was not living for him. And because of that, I allowed myself to be held hostage by the enemy, even as a Christian, because I did not know the word and I did not stay in God's presence. Now I'm just so thankful for it, because I know the true value of a life of someone that says, yes, I believe I'm saved, but then I know what you can receive by being a believer that's really truly living out the word and trying to do and being obedient unto God, right? It's one thing to say you're saved, but it's another to allow God to truly transform you as a Christian. And I know that there are many of you out there that if you just pray, if you just seek God, if you just, you know, just really give in to him and allow him to change you and to charge you and to challenge you, your life is going to completely have a turnaround like you have never seen before. So we ignore what we do not want to face. And so on today, I want you to face your fears. I want you to face those things that keep you from prayer, that keep you from talking to God. Go ahead and release some people. There's unforgiveness in you. Some people don't pray because they're upset with God, or they're blaming God for something that is not on him. There's always a reason and a purpose for everything. Sometimes people pass prematurely. Sometimes it is in the will of God for certain things to happen, but it's not to harm you. It's always for a different reason. And so I know that certain things that we go through are painful, but it's always purposeful. And you may not understand it now, but you will as you mature in God and as you mature in His Word and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to you. So whatever your reason is on not praying as you should and not taking time out of your mornings, out of your midday, out of your evening time, whatever that reason is, I encourage you right now to just get back to doing what you know to do. Get back to speaking to Him. Get back to putting Him as your number one. Get back to allowing Him to encourage you every day and not just trying to seek your own enlightenment or opinions of other people. Or don't let those Facebook likes or Instagram posts be the only thing that encourages you, because that is not the truth. Most people only post what they want people to see. Most people that even like your post may not even like you. Or half the people that do not like the post really do love the post. They just don't take the time to like it. Because I see it all the time. I see especially women, they just post and post and post and post pictures of themselves all the time, or they'll say something to try to get attention from people. And I'm telling you, you gotta stop seeking attention from people, and you need to start seeking attention from God. That is where true healing is going to take place. That is where true deliverance is going to take place. That is when your life is going to be completely changed if you just allow God to do it. So go ahead on today. I encourage you, after we get done, just start talking to God. Just make time every day to just talk to Him. Just thank Him for the day. Tell Him what your needs are. Tell Him the things that hurt you, the things that make you happy. You know, He already knows, but He likes you telling Him. He sees every tear that you shed. You know, He sees every smile that you give. He feels every hug that you give. I mean, he knows you so well. He knows you so well, and He's the only one that's going to know every part of you without you even having to say a thing. You be encouraged, and you keep going. You keep walking in the faith. God loves you, and God keep you is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. If you like to read, go check out my mom's books on her website, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. Remember, never give up. God's got you.